With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. After presiding over a massive influx of millions of illegal aliens into the country, and now that an election is looming, President Biden is planning executive action aimed at cracking down on asylum claims at the southern border.
The president is preparing to sign off on an executive order that would shut down entries to the U.S.-Mexico border once the number of daily encounters hits 2,500. The impact could be immediate, since daily figures of migrants seeking asylum are already higher than that level. Mayors from border cities have been invited to the White House for an unveiling of the plan. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, another border state may try to take immigration matters into its own hands.
The Arizona House is expected today to vote on a proposal that could eventually make it a state crime to cross the Arizona-Mexico border anywhere except a port of entry. It's already passed in the state Senate. If lawmakers approve the legislation, it would not go to Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs, who vetoed a similar proposal in March, but instead would go before voters in November. The proposal is similar to a Texas law that's been put on hold by a federal appeals court while it's being challenged. While federal law already prohibits the unauthorized entry of migrants into the U.S., proponents of a state law say the federal law hasn't done enough. I'm Donna Water.
Also at SRNnews.com, opening arguments will be heard today at Hunter Biden's federal firearms trial in Delaware. Air conditioners working overtime across the Southwest as a searing heat wave expands from Texas to California. China says its spacecraft unfurled the country's red and gold flag on the far side of the moon before lifting off with rock and soil samples to bring back to Earth. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures down 152 points and Nasdaq futures off 66. This is SRN News. The restoration of an iconic church continues.
The giant cross has been restored to Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. The nearly 40-foot-tall, 1.5-ton symbol is now standing atop the apse of the famous building as crews continue to repair damage from the 2019 fire. French President Emmanuel Macron has vowed to see Notre Dame fully restored in time for Christmas services this December. So far, the work appears to be largely on schedule. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern is spreading the gospel in rural parts of India. The ministry has delivered 2,000 Bibles and 20 bicycles to pastors in those regions. None of them have cars, so the bikes will allow them to take the Bibles to people in far-flung villages and on isolated farms. While persecution of Christians in India is at an all-time high, the gospel spreading quickly, especially in the countryside. ICC has been operating its Bikes and Bibles program for several years. This is SRN News. House Republicans on Monday advanced legislation designed to punish the International Criminal Court, the ICC, after its top prosecutor recommended war crimes charges against Israeli leaders amid their fight with Hamas.
The House Rules Committee voted 9-3 to send to the floor the legislation slapping sanctions on ICC officials. The full House is poised to pass the bill later this week and send it to the Senate, where it's expected to be ignored by the Democratic leaders who control the other chamber. The bill was designed to be bipartisan, as congressional leaders in both parties have sought to demonstrate Washington's support for Israel in the wake of Hamas's October 7th terrorist attacks. The White House, however, threw a wrench in those plans last week, announcing that the administration is not in favor of sanctioning the global court. The bill is expected to clear the House easily, with support from virtually all Republicans as well as several staunch pro-Israel Democrats. But because the White House rejected the plan, most Democrats are expected to vote against the measure when it hits the floor later in the week. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
More details, SRNnews.com.